Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And good morning. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox this morning. Happy to be with you. You can find me online at Ryan Recker. Scott, good morning to you, too.
Good morning, Ryan. Good to talk to you again.
So technically, if we haven't set our clocks back yet, we still have another hour to
sit around
before the start.
I wish.
You need one extra hour Monday morning. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice.
A little extra boost.
Time is a man. The measurement of time is man-made. So we can do whatever we want, actually.
Yeah. You know, the story of Angie Mock, the former Fox 2 anchor. I just out of curiosity, I thought, I wonder if Fox 2 is covering this. Not on their website.
I know.
Not. But all the, but you know, Channel 4 and KSDK, they're all covering
She's
it.
She's claiming self-defense against an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah.
She's 47.
Right.
Can't go with that. Can't buy that. Well, yeah,
I mean,
this is terrible.
Maybe,
it's a tragic story. It's terrible. I mean, you know, people go through all kinds of strife and whatever, but man, that's awful.
Right. And of course, this made national news. So when you see that name pop up, I think she was before my time because I don't remember her on television. So I think about TV anchors and just like radio people, man, sometimes people come and go quickly and you forget about it. And I'm one of those people I'm sure a lot of people have forgotten about.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think that's true because you're still on. Yeah, people, you know, keep up with you because you're still on, even though you're in another city.
Right.
People know your voice because you fill in for Mark. But yeah, it's just it's just terrible.
It is. And when you saw the story, it's amazing how fast things can propagate because over in Wichita, if you go to their Facebook page, they posted it on Halloween night, so Friday night, 5 p.m., Wichita woman arrested in fatal stabbing of her mother. I want to say within 5 hours, 12 hours, we all know who it was, the connection to St. Louis. And since then, Sunday, it became a probably international story because of her connection to TV news. And here we are on Monday morning. Sometimes you pray that if something bad happens, the news gets out on a Friday night because people are going to forget about it. Not this one. Here we are on Monday morning. It's like one of the top local stories that are going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I was talking to Tom Ackerman yesterday. He was stunned. I mean, he remembers her very well. You know, in the broadcasting community, she was well known here in St. Louis. So a lot of people are just shocked at the fact that, you know, she's accused of killing her own mother, an 80-year-old woman. So I, you know, be interesting to follow the story. She's claiming self-defense. We'll see where that goes. But I mean, I don't know when the trial is, but it'll die out as a story for until then, you know?
Yep. I don't mean to make light of this, and it's going to sound like I am, but I don't. But when you're on television, your appearance is very important to you, the way you look on TV. I'm guessing she probably didn't like that mugshot photo that they posted of her. We'll just assume that. And now that that's all people are going to know of her, that's like that the image that'll be burned into outside of the orange jumpsuit she may be appearing in. I'm guessing there could be something like that going on. You know, there was another story on KSDK, and, you know, this covering this for, that happened on 64 Saturday night. So about 11:45 Saturday night, 64 near Market Street, officers arrived to an unconscious man. They say he was hit by multiple cars, none stopped. That is surprising that not one person, no, if you can not, get hit not, by
Ryan,
several
I know,
cars.
I know you don't live in St. Louis anymore. That is not surprising. It happened a couple months ago. It's,
really?
It's Same not thing? Surprising at all. St. Louis, you should be thankful you live in Detroit. St. Louis has the worst drivers in the country, and I am not joking. I've lived in many cities. They're the worst.
No, I agree. St. Louis drivers are absolutely terrible. And they understand, too, that with the fake or temporary or non-existent plates, the likelihood of someone catching up to them and finding them is probably small, too. So I hear a story like this. One, never get out of your car if you're on the interstate. Like if you break down, that is so dangerous. Two, why do people use that as a means of a sidewalk? Some people just walk the interstates for the sake of walking interstates. I think that is insane too.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. And three, people don't pay attention. They're on their phones probably that time of night drunk. We can assume there's some of that going on. And the likelihood, if you walking on the side of the road where people are going 90 miles an hour and not caring and paying attention, the likelihood of you getting hit is higher than any insurance company would insure you for. So I feel bad for this person. And I think several people hit this person and they're out there today. And likelihood of us finding those people are probably close to zero.
It's unfortunate. It really is. But it's happened before. In fact, in Florida, I don't know if you remember this story, but there was an NFL quarterback, Dwayne Haskins. Do you remember him?
The name sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah. He was struck on the interstate while he was walking on the side of the road. I guess his car had run out of gas, so maybe he didn't have a choice, but he was trying to cross the highway. Just never, ever do that. Just don't cross the cross the highway in the middle of the night when people can't see. Yeah. It's...
It's terrible, terrible, terrible story. But, you know, we're surrounded by terrible stories. We seek it out in some ways where it becomes more of a, that's an interesting story. You know, this is what I'm going to cover in my news. This is what I'm not going to cover. Oh, that's kind of interesting. And it's unfortunate that this is the type of stuff that draws my attention for the wrong reasons, of course. But yeah, so much tragedy hits every day. It's kind of a sad way to start a Monday morning, I guess. We got an extra hour of sleep. I guess that's one good thing.
Well, yeah, that's true. Oh, some of us stayed up and watched, World Series and things like that. So,
I got a World Series story for you. Maybe we'll do that after the short list.
The Mark Cox Short List, presented by Rhino Shield.
Safety is my top priority, and it is. We will delay. We will cancel. Any kind of flight across the national airspace to make sure people are safe, but
not ideal. I mean, if you're traveling right now or if you have plans to travel and Secretary Sean Duffy says that, hey, if it's not safe, we're going to cancel. You're screaming at yourself, then make it safe. I want to go to my vacation, please.
The best way for SNAP benefits to get paid is for five Democrats to cross the aisle and reopen the government.
I think the Fettermans of the world are trying to do their best to make that argument. I think that you're probably going to hear it here in a moment, but there's a lot of people that are saying the exact same thing. Just get that clean resolution passed and work out the other things in the meantime.
We knew this wasn't going to end unless Donald Trump was back in the country. He's now back in the country. He ought to go ahead and put America first and sit down with us, deal with the healthcare shortage, deal as well and to show the just cruelty of this administration.
That's Senator Mark Warner from CBS. Now that President Trump's back in the country. Now keep in mind, you act like there was no one there negotiating on behalf of the Republicans to try to get this thing back open. So I would say that it's not Donald Trump being out of the country. It's the unwillingness for a lot of these Democrats to accept anything that would cut benefits for people that are in the country illegally.
Well, I've been really consistent on this. Now, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, whatever's driving the shutdown, that's always wrong.
Okay, that's John Fetterman. I think Fetterman is an advocate to try to get the government back open, and you'll see that in part of his interview with Fox News, which you're going to play there too. That's your short list. Scott, I got a World Series story for you, and I think you'll appreciate this as a newsman. And I'm going to break the fourth wall here for a lot of people that they're going to listen to this and they're not going to care all that much. But I think for you, Scott, you'll enjoy hearing this.
Okay.
So, much like a lot of radio stations, there's certain cutbacks that happen. And one of the things that our station, the one I work for here in Detroit, is very good at doing is they try to keep as many jobs as they can, but they may scale back on some of the scope. One of the things they scaled back on last year was the overnight live news. Now, we're an all live news station, but basically between midnight and 5 a.m., it's no longer live, it's recorded news. It's a news wheel that is taken from the 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. hours, recycled through the overnights. There's a few reasons for that. One, we used to have a live person doing it, but we didn't have a producer, which meant you didn't get any news stories either way. If there was something breaking, the anchor would be looking at a screen and commentating on what they're seeing, basically, because there was no way to get the news written up as it came in. So they said, okay, we're just going to record this. And we have to put a disclosure in the on air, too, that this is pre-recorded, just the way radio works. Well, Scott, here I am. They needed someone to fill in over the weekend, and here I am working on Saturday night, Game 7 of the World Series. Mm. It gets past 10 o'clock, and the game's not over because it's a late-night game, and it's one of the best World Series games ever.
Ever.
And because we're recording it for the overnight, I can't mention any of it because it'll sound out of date after midnight. And the one of the greatest baseball games I have ever seen, I can't even talk about while I'm on the air. It was so frustrating.
I can only imagine.
It was terrible.
I'm a lifelong Dodgers fan, so I stayed up. I've watched every inning. So, I can see how that would be frustrating. It was, but to the game, it was an incredible baseball game and an incredible series. One of the best World Series ever, honestly. Yeah. The Blue Jays deserved to win just as much as the Dodgers did. They had an amazing team, you know. But we can talk more about that coming up. Maybe at Scott on the Spot, I'll bring this back up, actually.
Okay. And with the World Series Game 7, I saw a lot of people on Twitter posting things like, this is what baseball needed. They needed a game like this to bring fans back into it. This is what gets people excited. This is what gets people watching. Let's talk about that later in the show. Yeah. So I am looking forward to that. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk.
What's your message right now to your colleagues?
Well, I've been really consistent on this. Now, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, whatever's driving the shutdown, that's always wrong. I don't care who's behind it. It's always wrong. And here we are, and I've maintained that. I really led the charge back in March, and we came up with enough votes to keep our government open. And I did. I did receive blowback. But I say, hey, that's the right thing, and I stand on that. I returned here in October. I'm saying the same thing. It's always wrong. Two things must be true. We keep our government open, but I do think and I do want to extend some of those tax credits because millions of Americans are going to need to make their health insurance more affordable, but keep our government open. You may have a noble goal, but that is the wrong tactic, and I can't ever vote for that. And I've been pushing back to saying it's wrong.
That was Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman talking about the government shutdown. And since we're in November, it's lasted over a month now. So we are now November 3rd. It's been a long time since it's going on. I think that he's right. I think that when you have a resolution that keeps current funding levels the way they are, and with that, the funding levels would be able to at least stay plateau, even though higher than they should be, but at least plateau until they can come up with the full budget negotiation process. I think that's going to, you would think that would satisfy most people. So you have a lot of things going on. You have the SNAP benefits. That's one of the big things and one of the big problems that we're running into. I don't know when this emergency funds will be distributed. I think yesterday we heard that there's not going to be any fight to that after a judge said, okay, you can release these funds. It's just a procedural thing at that point. It just has to go through the process needed to release it. So the people that may not have that on their EBT card or their food stamp program, if they don't have it yet, it's going to happen, but it's just going to take more time, which, you know, any type of delay you're talking about, it's not a great delay. I think here's what I think it's coming down to right now, and I think the Democrats are mostly to blame for it. When you have people that are taking advantage of open enrollment, they're realizing that some of the aspects of the Big Beautiful Bill are kicking in. And some of those aspects include you have to confirm your status as an American citizen in order to get these benefits through these marketplaces. And on top of that, there's some worker requirements that you also have to abide by. And I haven't seen it personally, meaning I don't have to go to the marketplace. I'm insured through my work. But for those that are going through and getting the marketplace or independent contractors or people that don't have jobs or disability or whatever it may be, if you're going and having to deal with all of this, it's got to be frustrating for you because you're seeing these prices skyrocket on top of that because some of the subsidies through Obamacare were cut off. Here's what I think. I think cutting off people that are not citizens in the United States from the benefits that are allowed to citizens is something that is good. I think that's, in the long run, going to help keep the cost in control and not crazy, especially when you couple it with the subsidy side, which was subsidizing so much of that. So let's say that the Republicans go back and say, okay, some of these things that Obamacare afforded, we're going to reinstate those so the prices come down for the people that may be gig workers or independent contractors. They may be getting their insurance through the marketplace. This giant jump, that 25 to 50% jump, or even doubling in some cases, that you're seeing through the marketplace. We don't want that because that's going to hurt a lot of hardworking Americans. So we'll put those subsidies back in place, but we're not going to bend on the worker requirements. We're not going to bend on the requirements of being a U.S. citizen. And by the way, if you enter the country illegally and then you try to call amnesty after the fact, meaning, okay, you're here, you didn't go through a port of entry, you didn't go through the proper process to try to enter the country. We have no idea if you're even persecuted or not. You just snuck in. And then after the fact, you say, well, I'm just going to declare it now. And okay, we're going to go through and review your case, and we're going to put a court date in the future, a decade or more in the future. We'll probably forget about you. But in the interim, we're going to give you all the benefits as if you are a United States citizen. We'll just default agree that you'll probably become one, you know, through whatever means. So we'll just give it to you anyway. We can't do that. You can't come into the country illegally. Just say, I'm going to give you a scout's honor. I'm just going to say, honest to goodness, I am telling you the truth about everything. That's why I came to this country illegally. And just give me every benefit. We can't operate that way. So part of the Big Beautiful Bill is saying we're cutting that off. And that's something Democrats don't want to happen. So here's what I think could happen this week. If you think that Donald Trump brokering these trade deals with China, bringing peace to the Middle East and some of these ceasefires that are going on, coming up with all these other different negotiations with other countries, if you don't think that was important, then I understand. We should have been working on this sort of thing. But the Democrats were using that as a way to try to make as many people suffer as possible. That's not great. You have to admit that. Now that he's here, and if that was the only thing that was holding them back for the optics side of it, and the president comes in and says, listen, we'll review the Obamacare subsidy so people don't have to pay a lot, but we're not going to extend these certain privileges to non-citizens, that's the non-starter. It's in the Democrats' court right now, and they have to decide if they really want to fight for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, Ryan, we said a few minutes ago we might talk a little bit more about the World Series, so I'm going to do that, and I've got other stuff to add to it. But what an international World Series this was. Not only was it an LA-based team versus a Canadian-based team, but there were three Japanese players who starred for the Dodgers. I mean starred. Of course, everyone knows Shohei Ohtani. But Yamamoto, the pitcher, was the MVP of the World Series. He was insane the entire playoffs. He had two complete games back-to-back.
Wow.
Two nine-inning complete games back-to-back, which hadn't been done in 24 years in the baseball playoffs. I don't think he gave up a run in the World Series. Then he comes in at the end of the World Series, Game 7, and helps close it out for the Dodgers.
Wow.
The ratings for the World Series were up quite a bit, especially in Canada and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to show you also that baseball, which is very slow moving over time to adapt, the NFL adapts like in 2 seconds. So the NFL, it used to be baseball was America's pastime. The NFL is definitely America's pastime now. It's not baseball anymore. But baseball is starting to creep a little bit closer to returning to glory because they changed the rules. They got the pitch clock. The bases are bigger. The game moves faster. There's just a lot of things that baseball did to finally wake up and go, hey, we got to be relevant to, you know, this century. And this series kind of showed all of that, plus the international stardom. You know, the NFL plays in London and Berlin and Ireland and stuff. I don't see that as being as effective as having players from other countries playing on your teams. because the people in those countries follow those stars. So Japanese people were waking up at, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the World Series. So I feel like baseball, you were saying you thought maybe this World Series got some younger people involved. I think it was one of those. And of course, the games were amazing. So,
you know, I think about, I know Japan is a lot smaller than China. And I know that Shohei Ohtani may be going down as the greatest baseball player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Not just his position or, you know, being able to do multiple roles or anything. It's just amazing what he's able to do. I think about back in the 2000s, Yao Ming in China. Now, China's much larger than Japan, but that one player as an ambassador to a country, we're talking billions of people like paid attention to the NBA because of that. And I think ever since then, these leagues are chasing these other countries for fan bases. They think if we can just find a way to connect to them, and you're so right, when you have a World Series like this and you have different players from different countries come in, they do everything they can to make this an international game because of it.
I totally agree. And as a side note, since I'm the horse racing guy around here, we did have the Breeders' Cup this past weekend, which is my favorite sporting event. Totally. I love the Breeders' Cup. It's just...
Is it exactly what it sounds like?
It's international. It is 2 days of racing. They get huge fields.
Oh, no.
And it's...
Not what it sounds like.
No.
2 days of breeding.
No. Oh, my God. No. It was started by the breeders back in the 1980s to celebrate what they do. But a Japanese horse won the Breeders' Cup Classic, which is the biggest race of the weekend. A Japanese horse, for the first time, won the Breeders' Cup Classic. Forever Young is his name. He finished third last year, and he was in the Kentucky Derby as well and finished third last year. So it was maybe it was two years ago. Anyway, the point is that the Japanese are very, very interested in making inroads into American sports.
Yeah.
And so that was another just moment. So they won the Breeders' Cup Classic, and I know it's a niche sport and most people don't care, but then hours later, the Japanese stars won the World Series for the Dodgers. So it was a huge day in Japan, whatever time it was. I know that a lot of Japanese people were very happy this weekend.
Yeah, there's... Think about Japan and baseball. It goes back, of course, with the Mariners and the history with that. And my kid, who doesn't know a lot about... Like, he plays baseball, he knows about the Tigers, and he knows about the Cardinals. And that's about it because, you know, the two places where we lived. But when we were watching the Tigers play the Mariners, it was a game 5.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that the Mariners had a Nintendo patch on their jersey. He thought, oh, maybe I like the Mariners too now. And then I had to explain to him the history between Japan and the Mariners and how some Japanese ownership tried to get into ownership of the Mariners. And Congress stepped in and said, you can't have a foreign entity own one of America's pastime teams. And it was such an interesting thing that was going on in the 90s there. But ever since then, you saw like Ichiro come in, and what a huge ambassador to the game he was. But Japan, you're right, I think for decades have really embraced things like baseball. And the baseball culture there is amazing, too. I've seen people post photos of games they go to, packed stadiums. They love that sport there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the NBA is another example of a sport that has made inroads elsewhere. I mean, these are sports that were invented in the United States. It's not like we're talking about other sports that came from elsewhere. These, baseball, obviously it came from cricket, but basketball was invented in Springfield, Massachusetts. And, you know, you go to China, you go to Eastern European countries, France, they are... The NBA and basketball, they're huge. And look at the stars in the NBA now. They're from those countries. So, yeah, it's good for the sports. It's good for American sports to have these international stars. And some of them are the best players in their sports. I mean, obviously, Shohei is the perfect example. But Yamamoto is the most expensive pitcher in the history of baseball. And he earned every penny of it, you know, by the Dodgers' logic, $325 million contract he signed, and he was unbelievable in the playoffs.
Yeah. Do you ever go to the actual horse racing tracks? Do you ever go betting on horses in person?
I used to work in the business for a decade, so yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I've been to tracks around the world, not just in the United States. I've been to the Melbourne Cup in Australia.
Wow.
I've been to the Curra in Ireland, Royal Ascot in Great Britain. I've been to Hong Kong. You want to talk about... So, when I went to Hong Kong, they have two tracks there that are gorgeous. One of them is out in the country, Sha Tin, and then there's another one called Happy Valley. It is in the center of Hong Kong, and it is surrounded by these huge skyscrapers, and they race at night, and it is gorgeous. It's beautiful. So I went on a Wednesday night in, I think it was December, and the handle, which is the betting total, was something like $270 million on a Wednesday night card, which is more than we bet on the Kentucky Derby. They love to bet in Asia. Let me just tell you that. Horse racing, and they love to bet on anything. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. So were you calling the games? Were you the person that was calling the horses as they're racing?
No, I was covering it as a journalist.
Gotcha. Okay.
I got the opportunity to go around the world and cover it. So it was a fun time in my life. And the Breeders' Cup having taken place this weekend, everybody pays attention to the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. You know, outside of the industry of horse racing, most people don't care about the Breeders' Cup or pay attention to it. But I think it's one of the best sporting events in the world. And it was this past weekend, and it was phenomenal. It was at Del Mar in Southern California. Next year, it will be at Keeneland, which is just down the road, 64, in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
It's a little bit of a drive, though, but still not that far, I guess.
Like 5 hours.
Okay. So, well, awesome. I didn't know that about you. So you were a horse racing correspondent. Like, would radio stations like book interviews with you? Could you call in the morning show and give us results? Would they do things like that?
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. More the people want picks, though. They want you to tell them what's going to happen before the race goes off as opposed to afterwards.
There's a lot of fun names with horse racing. You really, the imagination, there's no ceiling to where your imagination can go.
You know what? That's a good point. That's a good point. There was a horse this weekend called AG Bullet. I'm pausing to see if you can figure out what that means.
No, I can't get it.
So he's a gray horse.
Oh, aging?
Getting
old.
AG, the two letters, A and G. Which is
to me, sounds like since he's older, he's aging.
No, AG, as in the elemental symbol for silver. Silver Bullet.
Got it.
So you can't be creative. So the interesting fact, you can only use 18 letters. Mm-hmm. So no horse can be named with more than 18 letters. You can use spaces, but that counts as a letter. But you only have up to 18. And there is an organization in horse racing that vets the names of horses. So people sometimes slip things through where people aren't quite paying attention. Maybe,
like,
you know,
license plates,
sexual innuendos and things like that. But most of the time you will get rejected if you're obviously doing something that's a little off color. So they do reject names. The Jockey Club rejects names all the time, people trying to get through. But I like stuff like that. AG Bullet, that's like, it's a gray, silverish-looking horse. Silver Bullet, great little, you know.
Did he win?
She finished second.
Second. Got it.
Yeah.
Does it matter, male, female horses? Is there an advantage between the two?
Well, in international racing, like in Europe and other countries, they race against each other all the time. In American racing, we're pretty separated. But in the Breeders' Cup, you will get a mixture, more of a mixture. But they have separate races for the males and females, mostly. But then occasionally you'll get a horse like AG Bullet was running against boys. Mm-hmm. And she finished second.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, that's Scott on the spot. I'm going to jot down some horse names during the break and see if we can come up with
Oh, I've got some good ones.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Looking at a couple of different stories out there, and it's so interesting, the different things that are out there. Can I make a general observation, Scott? You can tell me if I'm right or wrong here, just generally speaking. So you had former President Barack Obama give a speech over the weekend. And part of the speech, there's a lot of things that he hit Trump on. But one of the things they keep talking about, the demolition and building of this ballroom on the White House grounds. And they're criticizing him for that. One, now keep in mind, it sounds like all this funding is coming from private sources, so there's no taxpayer money coming from it. But two, they keep dogging him on it. But this is what I'm going to say. They act like the next president and the president after that and the president after that, they act like they're not going to use it or they're not going to think it's beautiful. I think about the long-term gain of having a big ballroom or whatever on the White House grounds and the way that they would use that space. They act like Democratic presidents are going to ignore it and say, because Donald Trump built this, there's no way we'll ever use it. They're going to love it. Like, they're going to bring in their donors. They're going to bring in dignitaries. They're all going to use this thing, and they're all going to be happy it's there. But as it's being built, they find this as a vulnerability to try to dig at Donald Trump. So they're going to use that in the moment. But in the long run, they're going to love it's there. I think they're all going to benefit from it. Is that a fair assessment, you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the Democratic Party right now is lost. I mean, they are reaching for anything. And there was a poll that just came out about was both voters from both parties, Republicans and Democrats. For one thing, most people are miserable when it comes to America right now in terms of thinking about the future. They're just pessimistic.
Yeah.
And that has a lot to do with inflation and other things. But anyway, Democratic voters are particularly miserable because their party is just not showing any sort of shape for the future. They don't have an identity. So I think you make a point about something small like this, but it's a bigger picture of they just aren't, they don't have a great identity, and they lost the last election pretty handily, and they're just not looking like they know what's going on for the future as well.
Yeah, well, Kamala Harris believes there's a bright future in the party. Ethan, if you can do clip number 10, this is her bragging about all the bright spots in the Democratic Party. Clip 10.
We have so many stars in our party. There are so many stars. And let's not be afraid of them. You know, you talk about Mamdani. I mean, he's exciting. This group of people who otherwise don't think of themselves as being aligned or part or even seen by the system. You just look at the range of what we have. So many, Jasmine Crockett, who I just talked to recently. I mean, we have so many stars.
All right. So many stars. So,
many.
And Crockett. Were the
Jasmine
the
Crockett and Mamdani is the two people she decided. First of all, I forgot how much I hate listening to this woman talk. She is awful. Her voice is so grating. And then she picks those two people?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
That's why the Democrats are lost. Because they're so far left, they have no idea where the country is, which is way more in the middle. So
let's point this out too. She was the nominee for her party for president, lost. Now I know it would be probably in poor taste to list yourself in that type of list, like the stars of the party. But let me put it this way: the two people that she named are probably still more popular than her, and people don't like those two, and they're not considered stars. So what would that mean for Kamala Harris if that's the case? Probably not great.
No.
So the stars of the party, we're going to find out. Mom Donnie, is he going to be the next mayor there? Do you think that's going to work out for New York this week? I mean, vote tomorrow.
I know. And Obama's behind him. I don't understand that. He is so far left. I don't see the people. Maybe in New York City, they're that far left overall. I don't think so. Based on the last presidential election, people are not. So I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Now, to be fair, you know, I probably should say this. If you're doing a list of stars and they ask that, let's say Donald Trump posed that type of same answer, what are the stars? He would list himself in that. I'm sure he would, to be fair. But I would say if you look at the Republicans and Democrats right now, there have been some completely rising stars on the Republican side. You know, the Marco Rubios of the world and the J.D. Vances, I think, have been skyrocketing. And I know that they are considered, you know, very conservative, but compared to like a Mamdani and compared to like a Crockett, they're moderate. I mean, in comparison, I think they're closer to the center than those two are if the rising stars on the left. It's going to be an interesting couple of years here in politics as Donald Trump starts to fade out. Who's going to be leading the party in either side and who's going to be up against that? All right, we got a lot to get to on the Mark Cox Morning Show this morning. And so many different guests like Hans von Spakovsky is going to join us in the next hour. Nicole Murray, it's always a fun segment with Nicole and other news. That's one of my favorite segments. It's a big action-packed 6 o'clock hour for you. Don't go anywhere. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.